This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, June 9th. Well, big day in the cattle space yesterday. Started out a little bit quiet. Didn't look like we were going to get a whole lot of activity in the cattle space, but we did gap slightly higher on the live cattle, and feeders actually opened a little bit lower. And it was really quiet, just chopping around until about mid-session. Then the market started to make a move and just kind of built on itself, and it just consistently pushed higher with a very impressive day to the upside. So we've kind of pushed past the swing highs of earlier this week, and it looks like the market's got a little bit of energy in it. We're pushed past the first level of resistance, and we'll see how much further we can get out of here. The feeder cattle cash market has performed very well, and I think that's helping to support the board. Also, corn prices have kind of stabilized. We haven't had a significant drop here to really spur the feeder cattle forward, but it does appear that with all the rain that we've had across the central and southern plains, there's been a quick push up for cash feeder cattle. In live cattle, a firming cash market is helping to support the board there too. We're seeing a fair amount of activity so far in the cash trade, right around 140 averaging so far this week. That is up 2 from last week. Address trade at 225 is up 3. Box beef values were mixed yesterday. Choice up 32 cents. We're sitting at 272. Select was down 15 cents at 249. The spread picked up 47 cents. We're sitting at 22.33. Movement was 121 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week, 377,000 head. That is up from last week's smaller number because of the Memorial Day holiday. And it's up quite a bit. It's up about 18,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index picked up 19 cents. We're sitting at 158.68. Export sales this morning, another solid number, 18,100 tons. Japan took 5,600. China, a presence again, at 5,200. And South Korea took 3,600. Pork export sales at 16,700. Mexico took 8,300. Japan, 4,700. And South Korea took 900. So it's encouraging to see China continue to be a presence in the export market. They largely have been the reason exports have been larger this year over last year. And it's encouraging to see that they're still around. Even with all the pork that they're producing, kind of drowning in pork, they're still seeing the increase in the diet of beef in that country. And of course, much of that sourcing is going to come from the United States. So it looks like the futures market has a bit of energy to it. And again, it wasn't just a quick spike to the upside yesterday. It was a steady push starting about mid-session, and then we just kept going and going. So I would guess you get a little bit more out of this. We're pretty close to testing the gaps from mid-April in the live cattle. And in feeders, we're back up pretty close to those swing highs from April and May too. So the market might be ready to confirm some longer term lows. I thought we were going to keep pushing down into June, maybe stretch that into August, but at least for feeder cattle, which I felt would be the first to turn, they are pretty close to confirming maybe that their long-term lows are already in. As for live cattle, you still have a little bit of work to do as far as the cash markets, but this big push up yesterday certainly takes away a lot of that bearish momentum. And I think at this point, probably a retest of the late May low would probably be about the worst you do in live cattle. Now that presumes we have a normal corn crop, which is a big presumption. The weather in the Midwest is forecast to turn hot and dry as we get into mid-June. And then beyond that, they're keeping the heat in for another week or so. So, you know, NOAA has for months been suggesting that the summer would be hot and dry across the Midwest. Those forecasts are starting to materialize, at least in the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts. So maybe we're going to get that. And if that happens, if the corn market takes a big push up, feeder cattle are going to take a hit. There's no doubt about that. The other thing to keep in mind too is even with all the rain that we've seen across southern and central plains over this last month or so, the forecast turns dry and it has been wicked hot down there. So you're going to lose a lot of that moisture quickly, and obviously if it turns dry, that just further adds to the problem. So, you know, if pastures start to burn up midsummer, that could suggest you're going to see another round of liquidation. I don't want to start making those assumptions yet, but because I do think that there's plenty of grass in the Central Plains and the Northern Plains that could absorb those animals, unless it turns hot and dry there too. So that's the thing to keep in mind. But for now, things have stabilized. There's a good demand for your cash calves, and I think that would continue, at least in the Central Plains on north. The Southern Plains, probably you've stopped that because it is so hot, and you're probably stressing those pastures already. But as we move through the middle of June and into late June, then we start to get some longer range forecasts that get us into the pollination period for corn. That's really where the rubber hits the road. And, you know, if those long range outlooks from NOAA verify, you probably are going to get another leg up in corn, which is hard to imagine considering where prices already are. But to get corn up another leg really takes a hit with feeders. We still want to be cautious, get us through the summer, see what our feed grain situation is. But I do think that the long-term trend is finally turning in cattle. And it's just a matter of getting us through the summer before we can feel a little more confident about building those bullish positions. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.